All right, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh, yeah, man. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. All right, so welcome to the pre-show. I got an idea for the show. Rarely do I have a good idea for the show until I actually sit down here and think about it. Rarely am I able to actually prep a fucking idea for the show until I actually walk in here and sit down and do this funky thing, man. Which, by the way, my accountant said to me today, how much are you paying in utilities, et cetera, et cetera? I said, why? He says, you have a home studio, man. We can write that off as your, you know, your workplace. I said, the last I heard, writing off any part of your workplace, any part of your home as a workplace or an office is an automatic audit. And I didn't hear back from him after I said that. Actually, I wasn't talking to him. I was talking to an assistant, but I wonder if they actually responded to that. Let me look at my email here. And I did not. Southern California Gas, let me just complain. Let me just offer a complaint here. Hey, what the fuck? Here we go. I get these reminders, email and text. Hey, time to pay your gas bill, you know. And I do, you know. And then they send another reminder after I pay it. It's time to pay your tax. So I finally called him up and said, why are you sending me reminders to pay my gas bill when I just paid it?
Well, it's scheduled to go out on the 15th.
The reminders.
Yes.
Even though I've already paid it.
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
You have a suggestion? You want to?
Yes, there's a suggestion. Don't send out reminders to pay the bill when it's just been paid.
Oh, well, you see, that's part of the, it's computerized or some bullshit anyway.
No big thing. I'm not complaining. Southern California Gas, you're a gas. Southern California Gas. Now, Pacific Gas and Electric, that's up north. Is that still San Francisco? Ugh, fuck. So my idea today is,
this is Tom Dovka, and today I want to talk a little bit about Phil Henry being not, it's like the elephant in the room. And I got a friend, Jimmy.
Well, we said you was the elephant in the room.
Yeah, they say I'm the elephant in the room. That's very funny. All right, let me look here. Hey, Jimmy. What is this shit, man? Okay. All right, bitch. The elephant in the room here we're going to talk about. And I'm going to talk about the elephant in the room here. By the way, okay. And we got Scobie here calling us from Westboro, Kentucky. Go ahead, Scobie.
Hey, how are you? You don't remember me. I'm Scobie Wilson. I'm the program director at KLVC.
Yeah, man. I consulted your station.
Yes, you did. You suggested, in fact, you said we should call ourselves Clavco. Do you remember that?
I do remember. Yeah, you're Clavco. Clavco 920, right?
No, we're at 1060, actually. But the idea, no, we're at 1060, actually.
Oh, Christ. All right, here we go. Not a very long pre-show, is it? Mm. Then when I get done with this, I got a script to read for tomorrow. Oh, man, I'm telling you. So in the middle of next month, hopefully, if they haven't decided to just kick my ass out, because when I fucked up my shoulder, I was not able to attend or do anything other than sit here and do this audio stuff. But Theater West, venerated and old theater group in Los Angeles, I joined and was expecting to be, you know, on my feet doing stuff, and I fucked up my shoulder. So hopefully... I've been given the green light for second week in June. Hopefully, they'll still be talking to me over there. I'm telling you, Vince. It's wild, baby. I'll tell you, it's wild. I got a check, a residual check. A residual check for Rick and Morty, and I'm very, very happy and absolutely proud of that. But it was damaged, the numbers, the routing numbers, all that shit was fucked up. So I couldn't use my banking app to deposit this check. So I had to send it back through channels to have it reissued. That'll take another 3 months. So I'm wondering if I had to just go on direct deposit. The answer, yes, you should, Phil. Fuck. Just go on direct deposit, motherfucker. I'm starting that next week. Tomorrow, what's the other thing I'm going to start tomorrow? Tomorrow I'm going to do... Oh, the other thing, County of Ventura. See, because I'm cleaning out my garage now. I'm doing all the things that you guys do all the time. But usually I hire people to do, you know,
No, I don't. It's just that I'm too fucking lazy to do a lot of shit. One of them is I'm cleaning out my garage. Now, I found a gas can. Now, not a gas can, a gas tank. A small gas tank, the kind you see in boats that have outboard motors, okay? A little bass boat, a fishing boat that you would see with an outboard motor, and this is the kind of gas tank they have sitting there just under the motor, right? It's red, 3 imperial gallons, something like that. We've all seen them with the black rubber hose leading off of it, etc. Okay, I found this motherfucker in my garage. God knows how long it's been in there, and it has fluid in it. I'm guessing it's gasoline. Can I get the cap off? No, it's rusted shut. I'm thinking this is from my renters or the cat that owned this joint. It can't possibly be that. I think it's from my fucking renters. I had renters in there about 14, 15 years ago. All right, now, I want to get rid of this. Do you think the county of Ventura has a place where you can get rid of hazardous waste like that? Fuck no. Hold on. If anybody from County of Ventura is listening right now, you say, oh, yes, we do. No, you fucking don't. You have a private company that you shuttle people off to, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Do you think the city of Oxnard does? No, they don't. Do you think the city of Ventura does? No, they fucking don't, okay? So just don't worry about it, because I was on the phone yesterday dealing with this shit. What they have is a private company in Camarillo, California, that they, I guess, quote-unquote, contract with. I don't know what their contract... You guys in Camarillo, the private company, you shouldn't be doing business with the county at all. Keep all the fucking money for yourself. So I called them up. They said, yes, we have 2 events. What do you mean event? Like it's a big deal. Like, hey, I'm bringing my hazardous waste over and we're going to have a party. They'll be Danish. We'll have cupcakes and we'll bring cans of gasoline to be thrown into a waste bin. So that's not till the 14th or the 15th. Of June. That's the next, quote, event they're fucking having. See, here is a beautiful county, the County of Ventura, one of the most gorgeous counties in the state of California. So, mostly rural, a lot of it beach and beachfront, rolling hills, a lot of history, beautiful place. You think these motherfuckers have got some way to dispose of hazardous waste? No, they don't. They don't. Do they care about the environment? They would tell you that they hop up and down to give a fly. They give a fuck about the environment like nobody else does. No, they fucking don't. Why don't you guys pull it together? How much more money is it going to cost your dumbasses to get some sort of a site that can receive this shit from your tax-paying citizens? Or better yet, send someone around to pick the shit up. This sounds like such... chicken shit to deal with, but it pisses me off. Well, you don't understand, Mr. I fucking do understand. You motherfuckers, you can do anything you want if there's enough money involved. Jesus Christ. You're ripping up the fucking, there's a thing called Fisherman's Wharf. They're ripping that apart. They're going to put apartments and condominiums in there. Why is that? Because the county wants more tax money. Okay. Not enough money? You got no problem making money that way. So how about spending some of it on this all important environment that you scream your heads off about, that you're so bloody proud of, that you want everybody up here, you know, in Ventura County, Santa Barbara County, all these places, the quality of life is just so great. Blah, blah, fucking blah. Well, what a this is a can of gasoline. This is something about as common, if you're talking about a waste product or a hazardous waste product, what could be more fucking common than gasoline? Maybe paint. Maybe motor oil, and then the next level, gas. Gasoline. Why would you have gasoline on the premise? Boats? Fucking lawnmowers? Outboard motors for boats? Yeah, you know, motorcycles. People have gasoline in there on the premise at one time or another. Nah, fuck it. Nobody cares. No one cares, Mr. Ritter. I know no one cares.
Phil, no one cares about you crowing about gasoline.
Just take it over to the place and dump it. I got a mind to take it over there like tomorrow and have them say, this isn't the event day. You have to wait for the event. Well, guess what? I'm having my event right now. I'm going to leave this here. And what are you going to do? We're going to call the police. What, is he going to arrest me for leaving a can of gasoline here at a place that's supposed to be a hazardous waste cleanup company? We'll fine you. Go ahead, fine me, if you can find me.
All right, yeah. Yeah. Wait, good play on words, Mr. Hendry.
Thank you. Oh, my God. It was a shock for me. Hey, hi.
You know, I live at such and such. I have gasoline. Can you? Oh, we don't do that. Oh, well, who? How about the county? Well, here's the number for the county. Here's the number for the city. No, no, they don't do that either. Well, but there is a place. And the most fucked up goddamn phone systems. Motherfuckers, why don't you spend some money in your phone systems, okay? If you're telling me, press zero for the operator, and I get, hi, this is Susie. I'm not at my desk. Please leave a message. Is that the operator? Anyway, I left a dozen messages. I did get a call back from these Clean Harbor is the name of this thing. Guess where they're located? They ostensibly, they have an office in Camarillo. They're in fucking Massachusetts. When I was talking to this woman, I said, where are you? Well, I'm not in California. I'm in Massachusetts. A lot of shit on my mind, baby. All right. How do you want to kick this off with the sports? Tom Dovka. Do we have the Tom Dovka theme? I don't know if we do or not. No, this is, we should have like a Tom Dovka theme. Let's see. Dean's theme. I don't know, man. What is this? Hi, this is Tom Dovka, radio consultant, and this is the Dovka View.
If I see you tomorrow.
That doesn't work. Hey, this is Tom Dovka. Let me see. Yeah, let me see. I got it. Hold on. I got it. Just to walk on by, wait on. You've unlocked channel memberships. Get the fuck out of here with this shit, YouTube. It's all I can do to fucking, I can barely stand going to fucking YouTube. Here we go. All right. So, if I see you. This is Tom Dovka. Yeah. What the fuck? This is the weirdest music, and it has a dog as its symbol. There's just a dog sitting there. Maybe it's supposed to be the RCA dog. Testing 1-2, his master's voice. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Okay, bitch.